red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
White Letters Appear, a Netflix original comedy special. Bill Burr, Paper Tiger, the backstage of a theater. White Letters Appear, recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall, London, England.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bill Burr.
A middle-aged bald man strides out onto a stage facing a large audience. He removes a microphone from its stand.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you?
Bill paces.
Excellent. Thank you for coming out. Very prestigious arena to listen to my dick and shit jokes over the next 90 minutes. Now, I'm excited to be here. I am. It's very exciting to be doing stand-up outside of my own country. Yeah. No, not because of you.
He rubs the mic between his palms.
That's how it's become. Fucking U.S. Everything's so goddamn... Every fucking joke you tell. Well, what did you mean about that? I didn't go to the gym today. Are you calling me fat? I feel fucking triggered. Gotta fucking apologize to everybody. This is how screwed up my country is right now. Do you... You know Bryan Cranston, right? That dude did a movie. He played a quadriplegic. And people gave him shit. Being like, why is there an able-bodied person playing a quadriplegic?
Bill smiles.
It's like, it's because it's called acting, you dumb fuck. See, if he was a quadriplegic playing a quadriplegic, that's not acting.
He leans back.
That's just fucking laying there saying shit that someone else wrote. So tell us, what did you do to prepare for the role? Well, I dove headfirst into the shallow end of a pool when I was 23. I feel like I've been preparing for this role for my whole life. Right, what is up next for you? Well, they're going to do a reboot of Top Gun. I'm going to fly it with my tongue. And the co-pilot's going to be transgendered, so everybody will be happy. She won't die. Her discarded dick will block her head from the canopy. There'll be a gender-neutral bathroom on the plane. How fucking dumb is that? That's literally like watching a movie. Why didn't you have a murderer play a murderer? And how come the guy he shot, I saw him in another movie? I mean, what the fuck is going on?
A spotlight follows Bill as he paces once more.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But I think white women started it.
He leans on the mic stand.
Oh, it's the worst. The fucking worst. It's all they do is bitch, moan, and complain. I had no idea how difficult it was to be a white woman in the United States of America. Evidently, it's really difficult. Do you have any idea what it's like to be me? Well, I imagine it would be slightly less awesome than my life. What happened to you today, sweetheart, huh? Did they not chill your rosé? You know? Was the trolley not running down at the mall? What happened? No, it's unreal. I'm really fucking annoyed how white women have the fucking balls to throw my white privilege in my face, you know? Sort of separate themselves from these white males with their white male privilege. It's like, bitch, you're sitting in the jacuzzi with me. The fuck are you talking about? Yeah, put your fucking whining. Look, here's a little caveat here, so you don't think I'm a complete asshole right out of the gate. All right, if you live in some honey boo boo lifestyle on the Appalachian Trail, you know, your uncle just banged you in the dirt. All right, I can listen to you. No, one of my fantasies is I want to drive by like a woman's rally and just say the most sexist shit I can think of just to watch them lose their minds. You know, just drive by real slow and be like, yeah, why don't you get back in the kitchen where you belong? Just to look in their rearview mirror watching them flipping out on the road, spinning around like Leatherface at the end of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like...
He grips the mic as he spins circles.
Yeah, no, it's a very, I don't know, times are changing, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, Michelle Obama's doing an arena tour. That's another thing going on. I'm gonna say that again. Michelle Obama is doing an arena tour. She's not playing comedy clubs. She's doing arenas. When did first ladies start acting like they got elected? You know? Dude, being a first lady, that's not a fucking job. Just standing there smiling and waving. Right? Look how quiet is it in here. Why is it so fucking quiet? You think that's a job? It's not a fucking job. Dude, if you really think it's a job, just look at her. Right? Look at Obama. When that guy got elected, he looked like he was about 41 years old. When he left office, that guy looked like he was about 73. Right? Look at Michelle. She looks younger now than she did when that dude got elected. What has she done for the last 8 years? Yeah, other than lay in a giant vat of Illuminati-level lotion, just sit there floating.
He bends back.
A couple hours, a shapeshifter comes in and dumps another bucket on her. She pops her head up. Hey, Bam Bam, tell Stevie Wonder to come down and play some songs tonight. Now, I found out she's doing a tour because she's doing a book tour. Yeah, she wrote a book. She wrote a book about not having a job. I gotta read that fucking book. Chapter one, how to know if a dick tastes presidential. How to weed your way through all that local representative cock and get to the big swinging dick in the room. I'll tell you right now, say what you want about Republican presidents, but they got their first ladies in line. They do. Dude, George W. was president for 8 years. 8 years. I don't even know his wife's name. What was it, Abigail or some shit? Maggie? No clue. Donald Trump's wife stands behind him like a giant meerkat, like...
Bill pulls his hands up to his chest like a meerkat.
Bill Clinton was president, his wife never shut up. Ah, I want to do health care. Ah. He fucked around on her so much, he's like, all right, whatever, just do it.
He leans on the mic stand.
But I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna check out that fucking tour. I gotta see what that's all about. You know? Who opens? Who opens on that fucking tour? Was it Oprah Winfrey's husband? You know? Does he fucking come out and talk about what it's like to walk her dogs? I do it for 20 minutes a day. The Cocker Spaniel's probably the most fussiest, and I gotta bring him around.
He pretends to walk an invisible dog.
Look, I'm sure that there's some feminists in the crowd right now not appreciating this joke, feeling triggered, feeling like they need to fucking put out a hashtag or some shit and be brave and speak out.
He leans on the stand.
You know what? You're full of shit. You are. All those feminists are full of shit, because I'm going to tell you right now, someday, there's gonna be the first woman president, all right? Which means you don't even know what her fucking platform is, and you automatically cheer. It's got the same genitalia. Fucking, I'm telling you, they're not smart people. Feminists, they're not as smart as they're coming off. I'm telling you. Someday, there's gonna be. By the way, this is gonna be my last show ever. By the time this fucking thing comes out. Someday, there's gonna be the first female president, which means there's gonna be the first male first lady, right? And you fucking wait. The first time that dude opens his mouth about some political shit, you watch all these feminists throwing me, you shut the fuck up! You shut the her time now. It is her time. She was elected, not you. Go pick out some plates, bitch. You are the first lady. He's gonna get treated like Tom Arnold when he was with Roseanne. Secret Service name will be like appendix or doesn't matter. Not worthy of protecting. Just entered the Oval Office. Not worthy of protecting. So anyways, there's been the Me Too movement has happened since the last time I was here.
He sips water.
Well, no, it had to happen. Jesus Christ. But, you know, I think it's dying down. You know? I don't know. I think they got everybody. All right? Just judging by the stories, I feel like they kind of got everybody. Because the first stories that came out, they were fucking unbelievable. It was just guys taking their dicks out at work, like, look at it! Look at it!
He shakes a fist in front of his crotch.
Fucking blocking doors and jizzing on plants. You're fucking at home watching, Jesus Christ, people did this shit? I remember this one poor woman said she was a PA, went into some director's trailer, and he came running out masturbating vigorously while holding a shrimp cocktail.
He slaps his leg.
I swear to God. I know that's fucked up, but I gotta tell you something. It's a little bit funny that she felt the need to use the adjective vigorously after she said he was masturbating. He was masturbating vigorously. I'm thinking in my head, like, as opposed to what? As far as I know, there is only one successful way to perform that act, and that would be vigorously. Is there another way to do it? Can you do it passively? You know? Is that how Sting does it? Is that how he's able to fuck for hours and hours? Fans a little air on it, he puts on fields of gold, just lets that thing rise up.
His hips sway.
Just letting it marinate, right? Yeah, so the stories were big in the beginning, like, oh my God, what a bunch of fucking animals. And then they just started tapering off. And about, I don't know, 6 months in, they just sounded like bad dates. It was like, he was 10 minutes late, the chicken was cold, I think I was raped, career over!
He smacks the mic stand down.
What about my side of the story? Fuck your side of the story! You have a dick and balls, we don't want to hear it!
He points at it, then picks it back up.
Yeah. It's really weird how the whole thing, it went from like nobody listening, men not listening to women at all, to just this total overcorrection that anything they fucking said means it happens, you know? They got these hashtags like, you know, believe women. Believe women, right? It's a little open-ended, huh? It's just straight across the fucking board. All of them. Every last fucking one of them. What about the psychos? What about the ones that key your car and light your shit on fire because you didn't fucking answer a text? What about them? Huh? How about you believe like 88% in that last 12% that's out of their fucking minds? You know, I think that's a fair percentage, wouldn't you? No? Are you too afraid to not believe? No, no. That's the world we're fucking living in right now. No, everything has just become fucking absolutes in the States. It's fucking nuts. Like that Colin Kaepernick guy, right? You knew when he was like protesting during the national anthem, no one was gonna listen to what the fuck he had to say, no matter how much he explained it. He goes, I'm taking a knee during the national anthem. This is a protest about police brutality, the way people of color are treated. We'd like to open a dialogue. He got about halfway through that. People are like, my brother's fighting in Iraq, you fucking piece of shit! It's just like, buddy, nobody is saying your brother isn't in Iraq fighting. You're not listening. This is about police brutality. My brother's a firefighter. He watched 9/11 on television. No, buddy. Nobody's saying that your brother's not a firefighter. I got a bone spur in my heel. I can still stand up during the fucking song. Buddy, nobody is saying you can't see a fucking podiatrist. All right? You're not listening. That's what it became. It went from not listening to women to just believe women, right? And then, you know, and then people just like, did you see that story? Did you read the story? You can't make something like that up. I always want to be like, well, did you see Star Wars? I mean, somebody made that up. They made like fucking 15 of of them, you know? People can make shit up, right? You're part of the fucking problem! Get the fuck out of here! You know?
He shrugs.
No means no, that's another one. No means no. It's like, no, it doesn't. All right? Look, no means no. No, that means no, all right? But no, stop it, what are you doing? Oh my God! You're being so bad, stop it. No! Yeah, that's not a fucking no! That means I wanna do it, but I'm afraid you're gonna judge me, so I'm just gonna make it look like it was your idea so you don't figure out that I've already performed this act with 40 other fucking people, right? But then you go to court and you get a bad read and there's some guy reading it. Your Honor, she said no. Stop it. What are you doing? You're being so bad. Yeah, and you're just sitting there like, she didn't fucking say it like that! She didn't say it like that! Yeah. So now everybody's just like scared shitless.
Bill paces.
You know, because I guess if women ran the world, there'd be no war. Evidently, there'd be no due process either. So you just gotta sit there going, ah, ah, ah.
He leans on the stand.
No, it's fucking nuts. People are so scared now. You now have the male feminist. Like, where the fuck did that come from? Just out of nowhere, last couple years. I'm a male feminist. I've always championed women. No, you haven't. You haven't. This shit came out and you're fucking scared. You did something. You grabbed some fucking titties. What the fuck did you do that you have to overcorrect that fucking hard? What kind of a man who still has his balls is walking around saying that he's a male feminist? I'm a male feminist. I totally see the way you see the fucking world. It's impossible as a man who was raised right.
Smiling, he bends forward, placing a hand on his knee.
To be a feminist. You can't do it. You're a man. Look, you can agree with it. You can empathize, sympathy. You can do all of that shit. But you can't be it any more than I can stand here and just be like, I'm a Black Panther. Fight the power. And then I walk out the door, a blue-eyed white dude, and I get to live that fucking life, right? I don't know. I don't know, ladies. I don't buy it. Maybe you do. I don't. Anytime I hear a guy say I'm a male feminist, I always just think that is the most pathetic, limp dick way ever to try and get some pussy, right? Like, that is literally the fucking game you had when you were on a first date when you were 16. You all nervous and your whole game plan was just agree with her. Maybe she'll touch it. So, what are your favorite bands? I like whatever you like. Will you touch it now? Did I do it right?
He moves the mic stand to the side.
Yeah, it's a weird time right now. I'm glad that I'm fucking, you know, married now. I don't gotta fucking deal with any of that shit, you know? Younger guys, I don't know. How do you deal with it? Like, you know what was really fucked up in all of this now? Is what about women who like it rough, right? That doesn't happen here in the jolly old England, right? Not at all. Everybody gets all dead silent. Big fucking elephant in the fucking room, right? Yeah. How the fuck do you... What's that?
Ask for consent.
Ask for consent? Doesn't that take the mood? Well, Jesus, that kind of took it in a weird way.
He doubles over.
Dude, whatever the fuck I was saying, however you heard it, that's not what the fuck I'm saying, all right?
He leans on the mic stand.
You know, I've really listened to this Me Too movement. I think I'm, for the first time in my life, I'm gonna ask for consent. I'm really gonna do it this time. I've been feeling. This is why you can't judge comedians. Do you understand this? Do you understand what the fuck I was saying and how this fucking jackass just heard it? You know? The second. Yeah. The second it comes out of my mouth, it's not what I said anymore. It goes into your fucking ear hole and gets cut with your whole fucking childhood. Oh, this is what he means.
Bill paces the stage.
Sir, if I could get along with my point, if you wouldn't mind that. No, like fucking women who like it rough. Like, that's gotta be so fucking weird. I remember when I was a single man a long time ago, a lot of hair ago, right?
Still wasn't a good look, but I was single. I was out there taking some at-bats. I remember that shit. You meet a woman, and when it started going down that road, like you knew you were going to hook up, what you try to do, you try to get a jump on it, right? You try to figure out what they liked in the bedroom because you wanted to satisfy them, because there's nothing worse than if you don't satisfy them, and you know they're going to tell all their friends, and then you got to fucking move, and now there's social media, you got a fucking nickname. It's a nightmare. So you just try to, you know, you try to do, you know, a little fucking intelligence. You know, you'd be sitting there hanging out, just being like, yeah, you know, so, you know, what are you into? What do you like to do, right? One night I asked this woman that, she set her drink down, she looked me right in the eye, she's like, I like to get fucked. And I knew what she meant. I was like, all right, this is gonna be one of these. Okay, here we go.
He stretches.
We're gonna have to go hard on this one, right? We had a great fucking time. Now, I don't know how I would hit today. I would just be like, all right, I know what you want to do, but, like, you're going to have to do it. You understand? Like, I'm just going to stand here, and then you just back into me however hard you want. You control how hard you're backing into me. Then I'm going to lay my hand on your shoulder. You can put your ponytail in it. I will slowly close my hand around it. And if at any point you want to yank your head like that, that's on you. My other hand will be just to the right of your right ass cheek. If you want to do one of those, that's fine. But I am not doing anything. I'm just going to stand here like a giant fuckstick. And you just have at it. You just have at it. Yeah. Do you know what's hilarious about sexual assault?
He takes a drink from his water glass.
You know what's hilarious about it is how women are acting like that is a uniquely female experience. You know what's funny? I actually, to the letter of the fucking law, within the last 2.5 years, got sexually assaulted in this business by a woman. Yeah. And this is my story.
He grips the mic, then covers his face with his hand.
I feel like I can live my truth and be brave tonight and share this with you. It's 100% true fucking story. I was doing stand-up. I was doing a private gig, all right? Private gigs are the fucking worst. You do a public gig, anybody can show up. It broadens what you can talk about, right? You do a private gig, it's like everybody grew up on the same fucking streets. All your jokes got to go right down fucking Main Street or you're bombing. So all you do is listen to the first comic to hear what's working and what isn't. You just listen to him as he's up there struggling, going, okay, they like bread. Talk about bread. Get all the bread you can. Don't make fun of the troops. Stay away from the troops, right? So that's what we're doing, right? And the host gets him going, and then he brings up the first act. Okay, she goes on stage. She's not really a comedian, more of a personality. She does her bullshit or whatever, and I'm standing there looking at my jokes, figuring out what I'm doing. She wraps it up. He goes on stage. She goes to get off. I'm thinking, okay, I'm next. I'm looking at my stuff, and she just walks right by me and just fucking, poo, just flicked me right in the head of my dick and kept walking. Like it was nothing, just fucking pow, and just kept, I couldn't fucking believe it. I know what you're thinking, you're like, oh, is this a friend of yours? Was she flirting with you? Was this a joke? None of the above. You know what it was? I swear to God, it was like a bully vibe. Like she was trying to get in my head. Like, there you go, you little red dick. Poof, follow that. And she just kept walking. Dude, my first thought as I saw her walking away, I just wanted to punch her in the back of the head as hard as humanly possible. Like, literally make her leave her shoes, you know? But the other side of my brain's like, oh, no, dude, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's a woman. And it's just spitball. Well, fucking boot her in the ass then. Boot her in the ass. Can't hit her, dude. Can't hit her. It's a woman. Well, fucking tell somebody. Tell somebody. And all I'm thinking is like, dude, I'm a guy. You can't fucking tell anybody. Nobody gives a shit what happens to a guy. I'm gonna walk up to another man and be like, excuse me, sir, but she just flicked me in my pee-pee and I didn't like that one bit. No, sir, I didn't like that at all. No, I didn't. All the guy's gonna be like, dude, if she did that to me, I would've taken my balls out too. Be like, fucking flick both of these fucking sports bar up top, Super Bowl, right? That's all I would've got, right? So now I'm standing there. I'm waiting to go on stage. The dude's doing my intro. I'm trying to think about jokes about bread, and the tip of my dick is still stinging. This is the world I'm in. And right as he's gonna bring me on, all of a sudden she came walking out because she was gonna go back out to her fucking car. And that's when my brain started firing up again with some ideas. Started thinking shit that I had never thought before in my life. Going like, dude, there she is. There she is. Flick her in the box. Do it, man. Equal rights. She did it to you. You do it back to her. It started making sense. Like, yeah, fuck that. You flick my dick. I'm gonna flick your clit. That's right. I'll fucking hit the man in the boat. I'm drop down, uppercut to the bush. Fuck this shit. Think I'm the kind of person who just can flick my dick and walk away like it ain't shit, right? And it was making sense till right when she got there. Finally, I just started thinking of all the sporting events I had watched. And I realized that the referee only sees the retaliation. He never sees the first aggression. And then you have to go to the yellow card, whatever the fuck you people do over here, right? You go to the penalty box. So I let her go, and I went out on stage. I did my shit. But here was the thing. For the next three fucking days, I'm driving around L.A., and I'm losing my fucking mind. You know, I'm fucking screaming at the windshield, saying all this shit that I wanted to say but didn't say it in the moment, you know? And it wasn't because, this is the thing, it wasn't because she touched me, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck about that, all right? You know, when I was a kid, I had a paper route and I was an altar boy, you know? Yeah. You're gonna have to do a little bit better than flick my dick over my jeans and my underwear. It's like, are we gonna do this or what? Like, what is happening here? It's the fact that she thought she could bully me. So after like fucking 3 days of this shit, I had a splitting headache and I started realizing like, wait a minute, she's winning this thing. You know, here I am still thinking about this shit. She's probably gone on to kick like, I don't know, flick 30 to 40 dicks since she's been with me. Right? She doesn't give a fuck about me. So you know what I did? I drove home to my house. There was nobody home. I went upstairs, I closed the door and I just sat down and I meditated on it and I just forgave her.
He sticks a hand in his pants pocket.
I did. I just pictured her as a little five-year-old girl crying because her alcoholic dad, you know, wouldn't hug her or something. And she's just standing there crying like, but daddy, I love you. He's like, get away from me. I never wanted children. And then he walked through his screen door and he like face planted into this above ground pool. And he had a tool belt on and he just sort of pulled him under. And she ran out, she grabbed his foot, and she was pulling and pulling, and his boot came off, and she sat down, and she just watched him slowly drown. I don't know what happened after that. I just felt like this weight lift off of my chest. So there you go, all you tough guys over here in England. Don't be afraid to meditate, man. I'm telling you. You can let a lot of stuff go. I don't know. Do you know, I'm all right with silence. You don't have to feel like you have to do anything fucking extra. Just relax. If it's funny, fucking laugh. If it isn't, just fucking sit there and I'll know it's time to move on. So anyways, I'm a married man with a kid. Happily married man. Yes, I am. I love my wife to death. I love everything about being fucking married, but I'll tell you this right now. We do fight a lot. We do argue all the time. If I've learned anything in 5 years of being married is we're always working on me. You know? Evidently, my wife is this completed work under museum glass that is to be admired and studied. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like one of these guys, you know those buildings that just has scaffolding around it for like six straight years? And you're like, are they ever gonna finish that thing? Is that some sort of insurance job? Jesus Christ, what a piece of shit. You should just tear it down and start over again. Yeah.
Bill paces.
I have a temper. So that's the thing. That's what kind of ruins things. Everything else I do is fine, but I have a fucking temper, and it just ruins shit. And then my wife always says the same thing. She's always just like, I just don't understand. Where did that come from? Where is that coming from? It's you just go from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. It's like, first of all, I idle at 75 miles an hour, all right? So don't give me this 0 to 100. I walked into this restaurant at 75. I could hear that guy talking too loud on his cell phone from the fucking parking lot. Yeah, I fucking tried all of this shit, you know. Whenever she says that to me, though, I swear to God, I just don't understand where is this coming from. It actually hurts my feelings when she says that, you know, because it makes me feel like she's not listening to me. It's like, honey, how many childhood stories do I have to tell you before you follow the breadcrumbs to the absolute lunatic that you married? Didn't you ever take a psychology class? I'm not that complex. Like, I'll tell you guys a quick, childhood story. I'll tell you one of the funnier ones, right? One time when I was like 6, my older brother was 8. We were in the back seat of my dad's car and we were like laughing and we were excited because it was around Christmas, right? And my dad just had this thing. He just didn't like joy, you know? So he's sitting there driving. He's going like, Jesus Christ, knock it off back there. Christ, you're giggling like a couple little schoolgirls. Christ, you don't straighten up. I'm going to buy you a doll for Christmas. And then he did. I swear to God, he made us hold him up. My mother's taking pictures in front of the Christmas tree. I'm just standing there like, Afterwards, I ran upstairs to my top bunk. My dad knew he fucked up, to his credit. He came up, he tried to smooth it over. He's like, all right, come on back down. It's over. Come on down, enjoy the holiday. And I'm like, no, I don't want any gifts. I fucking hate you. Right? He eventually coaxed me down, you know? He softened up a little bit. Look, you don't get your fucking ass back downstairs. No one else can open that gift. I'm moving out. I said moving out. I go back downstairs all shell-shocked. Here's another gift for you, Billy. I'm like, is this a fucking dollhouse? When does it end? Yeah, that was Christmas, and those were people that loved me. I just don't understand. Where is this coming from? I just don't understand.
He grabs the stand, then leans on it.
So, I gotta do it, though. I gotta work on the temper. I'm gonna do it. You know, I got the kid now, and I don't want to pass it on to her. You know, I have like a demon in my family tree, like this fucking rage. It's just, you know, just keeps following us, and now I got it. I have it so bad, like literally my daughter, she's a little over 2 years old. She's yet to meet me yet, you know? Like the real me. She's seen glimpses of me. I come, hey, how are you? She's seen glimpses of the anger, but I'm able to smooth it over really quickly. Like, whoa, daddy almost snapped his phone in half. But I see it in her face. I can see the way she looks at me. She's starting to put it together like, this dude's a little fucked up, man. This is a little fucked up. I cannot tell you how heartbreaking that is to see from a toddler, much less your own daughter. I'm like, I gotta end this thing, man. This rage, it has to end with me. I can't have an angry kid just walking around fucking kicking toys, fucking bullshit, just being like a lunatic. I want to be like that priest in The Exorcist when the devil got in him and he just fucking leaps out the window. It dies, you know? So I've been fucking trying everything, you know? I tried, you know, I don't know. I meditating, wearing sweaters. I did that for a while. Like if I dressed like a regular guy, I'd be one. I drew a smiley face on a Post-it and stuck it on my dashboard like that was gonna help with my road rage, you know, driving down the street like, you motherfucker! Okay. I guess I've done that too. Thank you, smiley face. I remember one night I actually considered taking a bath because I was gonna call my wife. I was on the road and I was like, I don't wanna have a fight with her. I need to relax. What the fuck can I do? And I thought about it. It's like women take baths, right? They do. It's a very feminine thing. They have a bad week. I just wanna decompress and they just have a soak. And then they're just fine. Next thing you know, they're drinking wine, they're calling friends. I'm so glad you're in my life. And I feel I can get back out there again, right? So I'm literally alone. I start drawing a bath. And the water came all the way up. And at the end of the day, I couldn't fucking do it. There's just no way as a man to take a bath and not think about killing yourself, you know? It's just something about slipping into that coffin-shaped thing. It's like, am I gonna slit my wrists? Am I testifying against the mob? What the fuck am I doing here? I'm a man, I don't take a bath. You take a shower, hose it off, block out your feelings. Keep walking till you drop of a heart attack. Literally, as you're going down, are you okay? I'm fine.
He holds a hand to his chest.
Can't take a bath, sitting there playing with a rubber ducky, sticking my toe in the faucet, right? Not allowed to be that happy. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna go back to therapy, do that fucking bullshit again. fast forward through all these stories I've told a million times. I gotta do it though. I'm gonna do it for my kid and do it for my wife and selfishly do it for me. Because, no, I'm gonna tell you why. You're not gonna like the results, miss.
Smiling, he leans on the stand.
This is why I'm gonna do it, because if I actually don't have a temper, like, I just think to myself, like, what could my wife complain to me? Like, what could my wife bitch at me about, right? I fucking crush everything. I do, I take out the trash, okay? The gate was squeaky the other day, I made sure that was done, you know? I pick up after myself, I like to think I'm a good dad, I work my ass off, I make a great fucking living, crush all of that. All she has on me is who I am as a person. That's it. Yeah, if I could just not be who I was when she met me, I think I'd have a shot, you know? So we figured out the number one thing we fight about is television, you know? I watch sports, she watches those Real Housewives, you know, it just doesn't work out, you know? You guys have the Real Housewives out here? You do? Yeah, yeah. It's just, I imagine it's just the most depressing fucking thing ever, isn't it? Those women, they just look so fucking exhausted. You know what I mean? They just put the war paint and the circle tits, just trying to fucking tuck it in and fucking, like an athlete at the end of their career, just trying to limp out on the field one more time. They're not as fast as they used to be. It reminds you of your own mortality. It's just like, ladies, just fucking sit down, put on something flowing. I'll put on a sport coat. We'll be in bed by 8:30, right? We're fucking old, you know? So we realized that, I don't know, we always fight about the television. So I'm like, well, what about documentaries? Why don't we just tape something we both like? We both love documentaries. They're fun, right? You watch them, you learn something, you repeat it at a party. People think you read. So I tape, you know, first one I tape is on Elvis Presley, right? Now I love Elvis. Okay, he fascinates me. He's like the first rock star with the power of television. They just intersected, and he went to he ascended to this level of fame that no one had ever been to before. Hence, he made all the mistakes because there was no one there to help him out, right? He got a piece of shit manager that stole from him. Bam! He stopped making music, started making shitty movies. He's not a good actor, right? Does that. Married a minor. Started doing drugs, got fat, got an entourage, got even fatter, started wearing onesies, doing karate kicks, splitting his fucking pants. Nobody's saying shit. You look good, King. You like that? You like when my royal bulls hang out? We love it, King. Keep fucking going. Starts doing pills, gets addicted. He fucking dies alone on a toilet. All right, this man kicked open all of those fucking doors for the rest of us. All right? So I sit down. And I'm watching this documentary as a white dude, which is what I am. I'm looking out my white head, watching this white shit. It's coming back into my white eyes, getting whiter by the fucking second. Right? Now, my wife, on the other hand, she's black, right? Now, I hate saying that because it makes it seem like I'm gonna start doing some stupid comparison jokes. You know, those dumb white guy, black guy jokes. And it's always like the white guy's like, oh, Jesus, I gotta do my taxes. Can this chair hold me? The black guy's always like, you need to loosen up. You gotta relax, man. You just gotta let it happen. All right? It's always the same stupid fucking joke. I hate those jokes, you know, because they're easy. And it's been my experience that it's just not true, you know? 15 years of being with her, there's really no difference, you know? Because at the end of the day, it's a woman. It's gonna be the same fights. I don't give a fuck who you're with. I'm not gonna lie to you. There might be more head movement and hand gestures with different races of women. Possibly an index finger jabbing at your forehead, whatever the fuck that is. But at the end of the day, it's the same fights. What's going on with us? Do you need to work on this? Why don't we communicate better, right? So she starts watching this shit as a black person, right? And she's seeing all the racism, obviously, that I'm seeing, but she was catching all this subtle shit that I was too white to see, but I knew I was missing it, because I just kept hearing her huffing and puffing, just sitting next to me being like, ah. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, somebody did something. I don't know what just happened, but I don't think that was good. So right when I didn't think it could get any worse, It couldn't get any more uncomfortable between the two of us. This fucking white dude comes on who evidently discovered Elvis. And he's like 190 years old. And he comes out, starts talking. He's just like, well, basically, I was looking for a white boy that could take the down and dirty, nasty blues and combine it with the pristine, angelic sounds of bluegrass. Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was subtly putting black shit down here while he was propping up the white shit. You know, the down and dirty, daddy not sticking around, drug-infested neighborhood blues with the Jesus as white as me, hair the color of the sun, angelic bluegrass playing music, right? So at this point, my wife has like fucking steam coming out of her ears. So I make a judgment call. I just fucking shut it off, right? And she looks at me. She's like, why did you shut that off? Why did you shut it off? I was like, because you're about 3 minutes away from yelling at me like I produced this music. All right, let's just forget it. We'll watch something else. She's like, no, why can't we just watch the rest of this and then discuss it afterwards?
His head tilts back.
It's like, I don't fucking do that. I just want to watch a documentary. I don't want to have a fucking lecture because of these fucking assholes. I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here watching TV. And not to mention, we're just going to get into an argument. She's like, well, why would we get into an argument? I'm like, ugh. All right, you know why? Because not for nothing, there were some black people in there saying some shit that I didn't agree with, you know? I'm not huffing and puffing. Yeah, I said that. Like a fucking idiot. And she just looks at me, she's like what black people? Like what black people that said what? And at that point, it's like you started the luge, right? You can't get off the fucking sled. Now you gotta have the argument. I'm like, fuck, here we go. Guess we're having this. And I'm like, all right. The black guy brought up leg shaking, saying Elvis took leg shaking from us. It's like, really? Leg shaking? No, nobody thought to fucking do this. Black people came up with that. You telling me that? I'll even give you that. Let's say you came up with that, but where did that black dude learn how to do it? Didn't he watch some older black guy do it? But what, because he's the same color? He's not stealing, he's just carrying on the tradition. But if Elvis does it, oh, what the fuck? Now he's the biggest thief ever? That doesn't make any sense to me. She goes, no, you idiot, it's not about the leg shaking, okay? It's about, he appropriated a culture. He took all the music, he got all the money, got all the fame, he's called the king of it now, and he never gave a shit, not even a shout out. And I was like, all right. Fair enough. You made about 7 or 8 good points there that I can't refute. He appropriated a culture. I get it. You're right. She goes, fine. Thank you. And I go, however, not for nothing. Do I get mad at you when you get on a skateboard and you start going down the fucking street? Do I get all offended like, hey, man, that's some white shit. Stop appropriating my culture, man. Some dirty white kid in Santa Monica came up with that, man. So she starts laughing. And I should have stopped there, but I'm a comedian, right? I'm like, oh, I'm getting a laugh. There's got to be a bigger laugh. So keep going, Bill. Let's come with another example. So I'm like, yeah, do I get mad at you when you fly from LA to New York in under 6 hours? And she just, yeah. And she just stares at me. She's just like, that was fucked up.
He nods.
I was like, yeah, I know. It sounded good in my fucking head, and then it came out. I was just going for the laugh. And then she wouldn't let up. She's like, well, why is it fucked up? Why is it fucked up? So now I'm back in the classroom. And I'm like, because if historically speaking, black people enjoyed the same amount of freedom and privilege, they would have had the money and the time to figure out how to fly too. And she goes, that's right. And I go, however, your music would have suffered. Yeah. You can't have my level of freedom and privilege walking around with that cul-de-sac. It really is gonna be okay. And come up with that painful, beautiful music. You can't do that. Next thing you know, you're clapping on the fucking downbeat. You're playing a washboard, right? James Brown is line dancing. All goes out the window. So you gotta make a choice. Either you learn how to fly and your music sucks,
He picks up a piece of the mic stand, then screws it back on.
Oh, I just noticed this thing came off. We can't have this. There's got to be continuity between the fucking shows here. Oh, Jesus Christ. This thing never comes off. It's right when you tape a fucking special, then everything just falls apart. Royal Albert Hall, huh? Where did you buy this mic stand, huh? Where the fuck did you get this? You know the mic stand guy's all fucking pissed off.
Right, it's a jolly good fucking mic stand. I know you fucking yank.
He pats his head with a towel.
Fucking yank, it's your little son, everything fucking falls off on it.
He takes a gulp of his water.
How dare you, the queen comes down here and sits in a box and watches this show.
Brow furrowed, he takes another drink.
You know what I heard about you guys?
He leans on the mic stand.
Actually, by the way, I've been over here for a week, and as an American, I gotta say something. You guys are pretty fat, too.
Yeah. Specifically the men. I don't know what's going on with the men, but I don't give a fuck how fat you get. You're gonna pour yourself into your skinny jeans. They still got them. It's like you're squeezing all the fat to the top like toothpaste. Right, still wearing me same jeans from primary school.
I don't know. But anyways, you know what I'm afraid of? You know I'm afraid of? Robots. Yeah, I saw one get interviewed on 60 Minutes, the top journalistic program in the United States. And he's just sitting there getting interviewed, not nervous at all, just rattling off all the fucking answers, you know? Not smoking, not fucking, you know, leaking oil, whatever you would do as a nervous robot, right? And the reporter's asking him questions, and in the end he goes, so tell us. He's like, what are your goals? And I am alone in a hotel room, and I literally lean towards the TV. I'm like, these fucking things have goals? And the fucking robot just answers. He just goes, what are your goals? And the robot goes, to become smarter than human beings. Yeah. And the reporter just blows by it. He goes like, okay, and what's your favorite color? Meanwhile, I'm standing on my bed yelling at the TV like, dude, unplug that fucking thing. Take the batteries out. Pull the wires out. Do something. How many sci-fi movies do you have to see before you realize where this is going? So anyways, every smart person, every super smart person in the world is saying these fucking things are going to kill us. Even your boy here, the guy, he recently died. What was his name? He was always sitting down. Hawkins, Stephen Hawkins, yeah. Too good to fucking stand up and make his point, just sitting down all fucking smarmy. Oh, I care so much. I poured ice on myself. And I showed off my abs at the same time for the gram.
He rests an arm on the stand.
No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm so glad that guy's fucking dead, though. You know? Look at you guys. Your heart. How much longer do you want him to suffer? You don't believe in an afterlife? Maybe he's up there now. His fucking legs work. He's getting an angelic blowjob. How much longer do you want him to fucking sit there so you could feel better about yourself? Well, at least I'm not all fucking twisted up saying smart shit, right? I couldn't fucking stand that guy. He was so fucking negative. He never had anything positive to say. Hey, Steve, what do you got for us today? In 2035, there'll be no more apples. Thank you, Steve. Thanks a lot. Wasn't thinking about that. Now I am. Hey, so what's the solution? It's too late. We needed to try 40 years ago. Thanks a lot, buddy. I'm gonna go cry with my child now. Dude, I could hang out with that guy for about 3 minutes before I took the brake off his chair and just zoomed him into the other room. Hey, Steve, come back in when you got something dumb and positive to say. Yeah. Well, listen, I agreed with all of these super smart people thinking that these fucking robots were gonna kill us, right? I agreed with all of that shit until a couple of years ago, I was in New York and I was looking through a newspaper, right? And I have a whole new fucking theory. But in order for me to tell you my theory, I have to quickly take you back to the deep, dark, sordid history of the blow-up doll. All right? I know there's a lot of millennials here, young people. You probably don't even know what one of these is. All right? With your fucking, I don't know what you guys do, your virtual reality glasses, You know, fucking free porn flying by you, grabbing titties. And whatever it is you're doing, right?
Bill thrusts his hips.
Back in the day, this was the deal. If you were a person and you wanted to have sex with somebody else, but like nobody else wanted to have sex with you, and you know, you weren't strong enough to hold anybody down. I mean, you had to go, this is how it was. You had to go out and you had to get a blow up doll, and you had to fucking go out and get it. You had to fucking go out and get it, right? You couldn't just order it off of an Amazon and some delivery guy shows up. He doesn't know what's in the box. You're standing there like Tom Hanks. Hey, how you doing? Great to see you. I'm gonna fuck that. You have no idea what it is. Now, dude, you had to go down and you had to fucking get this thing. You had to find a porno store. You had to work it out that was far enough away from your house that no one's gonna recognize your car. You drive down at like 11 in the morning. Who the fuck is gonna be there then, right? You'd park in the back on like a Tuesday, just sitting there in the car, psyching yourself up, like, okay, I'm not hurting anybody. It's just an urge. Just get in there, okay? Hand in the money. Just get in there and get it done. You yank your hat down. You walk in with all your courage. And then you get in there and be too many other perverts in there and you get all psyched out. So what you do is you just grab a bunch of videotapes and you walked up to the counter. You had to make it look like it was an impulse buy, right? And you're walking up, and everything, all the creepy shit was behind the counter, right? Just fucking heads and feet, just an ass, body parts, serial killer buffet. What fucking world am I entering? Oh my God, somebody's fucking a neck? Jesus Christ, right? And you set it down.
He releases his arms from an imaginary object.
Just make it look real subtle. Okay, buddy, is that gonna be all? Maybe that thing down the end with the surprised look on its face? Maybe I'd like to take a shot at that. I don't know. The guy wraps it up, and then you finally get it. You give him the money. You fucking run out to the car. You have this whole weird emotion. You're like excited, and you hated yourself. Thank God I finally did it. What the fuck is wrong with me? Just drive off. You go back to your little shitty fucking apartment, and you had to blow it up quietly so none of your neighbors heard, just like... Then you got excited, start going a little faster. And just watching this thing slowly come into life, just like.
Bill leans forward, revealing wide eyes and a tight open mouth in the shape of a circle as he mimics a doll being inflated.
Right? And then you'd wrap those rubber legs around you. And God forbid you got caught. Your roommate comes walking in, he's fucking a blow-up doll! Dude, your life was over. You had like 6 minutes to get your mom on the phone, like, Mom, I love you, and you're never gonna see me again. Don't believe what people said about me. I'm so sorry. I'm going to Alaska. Oh, God, click. That was it. You moved to Alaska. That was, no one ever saw you again. And that's why to this day, if you go to Alaska, there's like 8 men for every 2 women. Yeah, because that state is littered with men who got caught fucking shit they shouldn't have been fucking. So now, fast forward to about 2016, I'm in New York City, right? And I'm looking through the newspaper or whatever, and I come across an article, and it's on this robot that for $10,000, you buy this thing, you can have sex with it, right? Now notice, 5 minutes ago, I brought up a blow-up doll. Didn't even have a joke, just said blow-up doll, and you all laughed. A blow-up doll. Who would do such a stupid thing, right? That's weird. 5 minutes later, I say a robot that you can have sex with. Dead silence in here. As if collectively you were all just like, well, what does it look like? I'm not gonna lie to you. It still looks like a dead body, but it looks way fucking better than that blow-up doll from 30 years ago. And that's what scares me, because everything gets better, right? You look at when cars first came out, the stupid horn, ah-ooga, you had to crank start it, you'd run over your best friend. Now you can start one up with a remote control from like 50 yards away, right? Remember when airbags first came out? They just had one for the driver. My family!
He mimes driving.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Why would you just save me?
Bill smiles.
And then eventually,
They got airbags for everybody. Well, these robot sex dolls are gonna be no different, okay? They're just gonna keep getting better and better and better. And these fucking nerds are not gonna be making any regular looking robot dolls, right? You know, some girl next door, you know, just some plain Jane, the chick your mom likes, being like, well, there's a nice girl you could settle down with. She knows how to cook. Fuck that. They're gonna make Victoria's Secret supermodels, just absolute, like Paris runway looking supermodels. And you're gonna be able to come home to one of these things and it's gonna laugh at all your jokes. It's gonna sit down and watch the game with you like, it doesn't get any better than this. Yes, it does.
Open mouth, Bill strokes the microphone.
And it's gonna get up and make you a fucking, I don't know, bundt cake or a meat pie, whatever the fuck you people eat, right? There's not gonna be a human woman in here that's gonna be able to compete with that for longer than 90 minutes, even on your birthday. By the third trip to the fridge, she's gonna be like, yeah, fucking get it yourself. What am I, your slave? Go fuck yourself. And after you've been with one of these robots, like sex dolls, this, you're not gonna be able to go back to a real woman, right? With all her hopes and dreams and her needs. You're gonna be coming home. She's like, what is going on with you? We're not connecting. We need a date night. All you'd be thinking is like, how do I shut this fucking thing off? What is it, on nagging mode? Why isn't it blowing me right now? I clearly entered the room. I entered the room. It's supposed to drop to its knees and blow me. I don't understand. Yeah, like your ego is gonna be at like a dictator level. Like, me and my man tits have arrived. Service me. Say that I am your lord! Yeah, that's it. That's it. You're not gonna be able to go back to a real woman. And then nobody's gonna be fucking women, so they're gonna get lonely, so they're gonna have to create a doll for you guys, right? A giant fucking, I don't know what you guys are into. I don't pretend to know, like some giant Brad Pitt looking fucking robot doll, fucking 8-pack abs, a robot dick down to the floor, you know? Holds both your hands when you tell a story, right? Whatever you're into. Opens a bottle of wine at 12 noon. It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. I think they're gonna fuck us into extinction. Because at that point, the only people left having sex with other human beings are gonna be hipsters and the homeless, right? Because hipsters, they love all the old shit, right? Cassette tapes, frisbees. Dressing like a cobbler, whatever the fuck it is they're doing, right? But even a homeless guy, you know, after like, I don't know, a couple of years, he'll be able to drag some old one-legged fucked out robot model out of the trash, drag it back to its lair, and even that thing will still be building him up, you know, just laying there like, I don't think you smell that bad. This is my favorite bridge. Yeah. And we're all gonna fucking die off. And what's gonna be left to fight these robots off is gonna be an entire generation of hipster spawn. Yeah. And they're gonna go to war ironically. Yeah. Dressed like, I don't know, fucking growing Civil War beards, dressing like Star Wars action figures, and they're gonna get fucking slaughtered. And right when they get down to the last 30, there's gonna be some liberal robot going like, we should save a few for posterity, right? And they're just gonna stick them in a zoo and be this little hodgepodge of what was left. You know, black, white, Latin, Asian, gay, straight, trans, whatever. Whatever the fuck, right? And they're still gonna be arguing with each other. The robots are just be standing outside going, I love it when they cross their legs. Yeah, and this is the fucking world that I brought my daughter into. Like, I actually am legitimately scared about that.
He sips his water.
I gotta tell you though, becoming a dad though is the greatest fucking thing that ever happened to me, man. It really is. I don't have any jokes about my kid. No, it is. And you're applauding my wife. She did all the work. Yeah. Yeah, knocking a woman up, that's easy. You just have fun. You unprotected sex, bam, you knock them up. And then they have to deal with it, you know? No matter how much they try to drag you into it, it really is, it's their show, you know? I always say my wife, when my wife was pregnant, I would say my wife, you know, she's pregnant. And then I always have these people like, excuse me, you're supposed to say we're pregnant?
You're supposed to say, we're pregnant. It's like, well, I'm not a seahorse. So, I'm not fucking pregnant. My wife is pregnant. Look at her. She's putting on weight. Her feet are swelling up. You know, she's miserable. Fucking miserable. I'm still doing pull-ups. I'm crushing it. While being pregnant, I'm still drinking, smoking. Yeah. Now, the only thing that sucked was I had to get rid of my dog. Yeah, had to find her a new home. Well, I finally had to admit that she was fucking crazy. I got a crazy rescue dog, and yeah, it was one of these fucking dogs, man. It tried to kill both my parents. It tried to kill my father-in-law. It bit one of my friends. I'd have family come over, friends or whatever. We have to stick it in the back room, like lock the door. And the first hour, it'd just be throwing itself up against the door. Ah, I'll fucking kill all you motherfuckers. I'll kill all you motherfuckers. Looking under the door, I can see your feet. I know what you smell like. I'll follow you home. I'll find you. I'll fucking kill all of you. And we were just in like total denial, like, no, she's just a little, you know, a little scared because she was abused. And we got like a trainer and all of that shit. And he finally just said, listen, man, this is one of these dogs nature said no to, but people said yes to. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, you could have told me that $10,000 ago, you know? So now my wife, she's 5 months pregnant. She's 6 months, seven, 8 months pregnant. It's just the fucking, this thing just hanging over my head. And finally, I just said to my wife, I'm like, we got to do something about this, man. I'm not going to be this guy in the news being like, well, you know, the dog loved me and my wife, so I figured it'd be all right to let it sleep near the bassinet. And well, you can imagine my surprise the next morning. Yeah, I wasn't going to be that guy in the news whose dog ate his baby, right? I got to get rid of this thing. So we call my trainer, and he goes, all right, I'll take it. Okay, so thank God they're not going to put the dog down or anything like that. So I'm like, thank God. So he goes, I'll come back in a week. And it was very sad because we both loved this dog, like with all our hearts, right? And what amazed me, though, was over that week, the way my wife handled grief versus me. It was so mature. She just, like, took it on. I just went into denial. I was just like, well, I'm not giving it away tomorrow, so I'm not going to think about it. And I just called the dog up in the bed, started petting her and lashing out at people for no fucking reason, right? My wife, on the other hand, she just went right into the bathroom that night. She was brushing her teeth. I could just hear her quietly crying, like, hoo, 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 hoo. I swear to God, I was on the bed, and I got mad at her. I didn't yell at her. I had it just internal, you know? And I was just thinking, like, why is she having the proper emotion in this fucking moment? Why isn't she just blocking it out the fucking way I am, right? Just don't deal with it until you fucking give it away, and then just start yelling at people the way I do. Right, and that's what we did. I just blocked it out, and every night she would cry a little bit more the whole week. Till the night before, she's like, right? And what I didn't realize was she had cried herself into acceptance. And meanwhile, my emotions were still at the starting line. And then there's a knock at the door, and she goes, okay, he's here. Go get the dog. And I'm like, hey, Cleo. And she popped her head up, and I saw her wagging her fucking tail. And all of a sudden, 8 years of conditional love all started bubbling up, and I was like, oh, fuck, not now, not now. So I just pushed it down. I just walked at her like some weird game show host. Hey, how are you? I'm smiling for no reason, all right? Now we're going for a walk. I'm just going to say what we're doing so I don't think about what I'm feeling. And I just walked out, handed the leash to the new owner, pet her on the head, didn't even look her in the eye because I knew I couldn't, and just turned around and walked away from something that I loved more than I had loved anything in my life up to that point. Don't tell my wife, right? So then I come back into the house, all right, and she's just looking at me. She knows I'm out of my fucking mind. She's like, are you okay? Is everything all right? Do you want to talk about it? We can go out and get something to eat or something. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Sometimes you have to be up here and think logical and not be in your heart. I'm just going to go into the bathroom for a second. And I went in, and I closed the door, and for 0.8 seconds, cried like a little boy before I put the lid back on the jar, fastened it back, and just added it to the shelf of anger that sits in every man's chest. Yeah. And I couldn't help but wonder in that moment, who that I love in my life is gonna pay for that in the future? Like, where am I gonna be? Family reunion, Bed Bath and Beyond. How many fucking towels do we need? Jesus Christ, it's a fucking sickness with you. Where is this coming from? I just don't understand where this is coming from. Listen, you guys were so awesome. Thank you so much for coming out. I had a great time. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Audience members stand to their feet as he places the microphone back in its stand.
Seriously, thank you guys so much. This has been the best 2 days of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night.
He raises his arms to the crowd. He turns back to his water glass sitting on a stool, then waves as he goes to exit the stage. The side curtain drops behind him as he disappears. Fade to black. Now a photo of Bill with his back to the empty illuminated theater as he holds a little girl in his arms. Credits. Written and performed by Bill Burr. Directed by Mike Binder. Executive producers Bill Burr, Mike Bertolina, Dave Becky, and Mike Binder. Producers Diane Binder and Nikki Kentish Barnes. Director of Photography, Nathaniel Hill. Lighting Director, Russell Grubiak. Production Designer, Chris Roop. Art Director, Tim Stevenson. Floor Manager, Sarah Marshall Page. Production Manager, Simon Fisher. Production Coordinator, Christy Jane Emery. Production Assistant, Esma Thompson. Production Runners, Lucy Pollock, Lisa Suisa, Barnaby Fairfax. Technical Managers, Eamon Curtin and Jeff Adams. Digital Imaging Technician, Romek Sudak. Vision Mixer, Chris Whiterod. Camera Operators, Rob Allen, Gareth Beeson, Charlie Bryan, Mike Callan, Alex Dodd, Bud Gallimore, Leon Henry, and Andy Watt. Steadicam Operator, John Clark. First Assistance Camera, Warren Buckingham, Nick Crew, and Jeff Fine. Second Assistance Camera, Barney Coates, Louise Harris, Andres Claridge, and Ashley Walker. Technical Assistant, Jordan Holliday. Audio Supervisor, Ben Corbett. Tour Manager, J. Ken Fetter. In memory of Doug Faber. Performed live and videotaped at the Royal Albert Hall, London, England. Trademark and copyright 2019, Netflix Worldwide Entertainment, LLC. All rights reserved. ATC, All Things Comedy. 3 Arts Entertainment. Golden letters appear as a glowing sun sets behind a rocky horizon. Sunlight Productions.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.